Lane Dowdle with investigativepost.org is joining us live this morning. She's written an eye-opening report on school attendance in Buffalo. And just to give you a couple of the headlines, only one-third of students have had satisfactory attendance from the start of the school year until the first week of March. That's when they started to phase in-person attendance after that. Another one-third was severely absent during that time. Lane, good morning. Tell us about this report and where you were able to get the information from.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. We were able to obtain this information, these attendance records, via a Freedom of Information law from the district. And it really gave us some insight into how distance learning was going this past school year. We know maybe the number, a lot of teachers said that the numbers could be actually worse than what these numbers are showing, just because there were times where attendance maybe wasn't being taken or maybe it was being recorded wrong. But these were what the numbers show, and some teachers said that they expect those numbers were actually worse than what's being shown here.
I'm wondering if you heard the superintendent's response to this report yesterday.
I did, yeah. I thought it was unfortunate. I mean, I really tried to get in contact with the district to talk to them about it, and they were unable to make anyone available for an interview. So I thought that was unfortunate.
And that happened not just one time, but a few times, right? You were trying to first get some of these attendance figures from the district. That didn't work out. You had to go through different means to do that. But they declined to discuss that before and after you acquired that information.
Yeah, definitely. It's been kind of an ongoing problem getting in contact with the district to talk about these issues.
So, Lane, let's talk about this school attendance problem in Buffalo. How much of it has to do with the pandemic and just this past year? Or does this go, you know, precede that?
So Buffalo's had low attendance rates for probably the past 5 years. I know from the data that we've seen, at least the last 3 years, about one third of their students have had satisfactory attendance. What we saw during the pandemic was that satisfactory number, where students were only missing one time a month, kind of stayed the same, but the number of students missing more classes increased. So the rates of chronic absenteeism and severe absenteeism kind of increased, and it was skewed that way. So severe absenteeism, missing up to four classes a month or over four classes a month, doubled from the 2018-19 school year to the school year.
Now, when you talk about attendance, it's something you point out in this report that the definition of being in school has been relaxed too, which kind of makes this even more eye-opening. It doesn't take much to be counted as being in attendance.
Right. And that changed in response mostly to state edicts with the pandemic, providing flexibility to parents, to families who are struggling throughout the pandemic, to provide them that flexibility. But what teachers noticed that while providing that flexibility, they lost kind of a lot of students along the way. They lost students showing up to class, talking with their students on Zoom. A lot of teachers said that it's hard to know when some students are online because they have their cameras off or they have their mics off, so they don't know if they're really there or if they're just turning on their computer, going back to bed.
So to be clear, for a student to check in to be recorded as being present, they just have to turn on a computer. They don't have to show their face. They don't have to turn on the microphone or even participate.
Right. So they have to log on to their homeroom class, which is usually in the morning, and that would count them in attendance for the whole day.
It seems like from looking at the numbers in past years and then looking at the numbers over the remote learning period, there's no way of knowing just from the number itself if we are talking about the same students, but it would seem that, you know, kids who go to class generally have been going to class no matter what form that's taken, and it's really where we've seen the change is in, you know, kids who were absent at, you know, a kind of a sporadic rate, their absenteeism has just kind of doubled or tripled and become more of an issue, where we're not seeing necessarily kids go from having good attendance to having bad attendance, but we're seeing people who were in between spottily showing up to school now really falling off the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'd say that I mean, it's hard to know exactly which students are in what category, but I would say that seems to be the trend that's going on within the data. Students who were missing class before are missing significantly more class during online learning.
What about assignments, testing, grading? Have policies changed with that too? Or, I mean, are students doing the work or are they getting pushed through?
Yeah, there was a change in their grading policy this year where students have extra time to submit assignments. So at the end of each quarter, students would have until the end of the following quarter to make up missed work, missed assignments. And I heard from a lot of parents and teachers that this has caused a lot of students to fall behind. So they maybe fall behind in the first quarter, have work to make up the second quarter. But then when they're trying to make up that work in the first quarter, they're falling behind on work from the next quarter, you know? So it just kind of adds up. And then by the end of the year, they have a lot of missing assignments. And one teacher said that her students just aren't doing them at this point. They have too much work to do. They don't think they are able to do it because it's stacked up too much for them.
And it, as it stands right now, do we know whether a lot of these students who have missed a lot of assignments, missed a lot of learning, are still going to move to the next grade level or be held back?
From what I've heard, I think that'll be very common in the lower grades. I know they plan on having summer school for all kids this year. I'm not sure what they plan on doing next year. I know they're in the process of deciding that. But I do think that there's, from what I've heard from teachers and parents, there'll be a lot of learning loss and a lot of kids who are passed along, whether they're prepared or not, teachers told me.
The superintendent yesterday said, well, it's not just a Buffalo issue. Why are we highlighting Buffalo? Did you look at other districts to see where Buffalo stands in regards to whether it's other districts in Western New York or throughout the state?
I was able to look at attendance rates for schools the year before the pandemic, so that 2018-19 school year. I imagine, well, all schools were impacted by the pandemic. All schools, I'm sure, are having the same issues with online learning, students not turning on their cameras. Schools maybe have similar policies as well, but we really looked at Buffalo because they're unlike any other school in this area, right? They're a large city school district. There's 30,000 kids in the district, and it's really hard to, and they're also in a different category of need. So it's kind of hard to put that school district side by side with other school districts. They also had unique issues with technology, getting students technology, getting them the computers they need, getting them access to Wi-Fi. So they were kind of in a unique position for being the largest school district in the area. It's hard, and in a different need bracket. So it's hard to compare them with maybe other suburban schools in the area.
Was there a big difference when we're talking about Buffalo Public Schools with attendance when you're talking about elementary versus high school?
High school had the higher rates of absenteeism. They had probably, well, 4 in 10 of high school students had severe absenteeism, and that number was probably a little lower in the younger grades, so 3 in 10 students.
Lane, we appreciate the time, and thank you for the insight into that report. You can see a link to Lane's report at investigativepost.org over at WBEN.com.